You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The concept of Chil Hashem, that's part of a Vaisa Veira, is there a way of eradicating the Avera by doing tshuva without having to come to Mis itself? And the reason I ask the question is because in page number one of the Mar Makomos handed out tonight, where it talks about the Dalet Chalukei Kapara, it does mention very explicitly that when it comes to a place where you have a Mais Avera which causes a Chil Hashem Shemayim, it says very explicitly in the last three lines, Afa Pish Asa Tshuva, V'gir Yom HaKippurim, V'yoyme B'Tshuvaso, V'bol Av Yisurim, the halach is, he doesn't have a Kapara Gemura Ad Shiyomus. So we see over here that when it comes to Chil Hashem Shemayim, the way the Rambam formulates it, it requires also a fourth dimension, Misa, to be Mechaper, and having Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Yisurim come upon you is not sufficient to expiate and clean you from that specific sin. That seems to be the approach of the Rambam in his halachas and hilchos tshuva. Now what I want to show you, Rabbi, tonight is one of the most famous svarim on tshuva that exists, is the Sharei Tshuva Rabbeinu Yoina. If you turn to page 5 of the Maamar Makomos, I have in front of you, I have various excerpts from his sefer that seem to give us the opinion that he has a different approach to the concept of Chil Hashem when it comes to how you can be mechaper. Let me show you what I have in the quotations on page 5. This is Rabbeinu Yona from his Sharei Tshuva. So he says the following. Yesh avon ha-shal le-tinok ha-nefesh me'enu bilti tahara v'ein ha-ritziya ad asher ha-mavis yafir b'eino v'ein ha-guf asher chot bo k'mo sh'yesh cholish le-yinok ha-guf me'enu kol ha-yamim. And what type of avera could obviously is this type of terror of avera that halacha l'masa, normal tshuva cannot help, who avon chil Hashem, it's the avera of chil shemayim, shenem hinei sasim v'simcha harag boka v'shach etzon, k'lehoyu mashkichim al divrei hanevi'im v'lo charedim aleihem, avo yakovim begoli v'hakeh chaverim b'minei simcha, v'nema al zeh im chupa avon hazel l'chama temusin, whenever he malivim, mamalachi elokim, abozim, devarav, umatata, benevioh, alos, chamas, Hashem, be'amal, ad, le'im, marpe. So this specific, Rabbeinu Yona explains from these makaras the severity of the crime of Chil Hashem, that it seems the normal processes and activities that would cause the kapara, avonos, for shara veros does not apply to an Avera that is encompassed with a Chil Hashem Shemayim. So far, he sounds pretty much like the Rambam. So far. But let's see what he says in B, C, and D. The Gam L'Choli has that even this Choli, the spiritual sickness, Afa Pi She'en Lo Marpe, even though it doesn't have a normal way of refuah, Al Derech She'ar HaVanos, other types of sins, Yemotzalei Marpe, there is a refuah even for this sickness. Im Yazreyu Hashem Yisbarach L'Kadesh Taraso. If Hashem will help, that he should be able to sanctify through Torah the name of a God, Nega B'nei Adam, in front of human beings, the ordeal of B'nei Adam, Gevuras Hashem, that he should be able to let known to people the all-powerfulness of God, who covered Ha'adam Malchuso and their respectability of the greatness and grandeur of God's Malchus, the Sor Avona Barav Gegel Kishon Hamasa Shubhepech Min Hamasa Asher Noel Asher Chatabo. He's then going to have what's called the classical Tshuvas HaMishkal, that this Avera of Chil Hashem is so severe by performing a Gevaldik Kiddush Shem Shemayim to counterbalance the Chil Hashem, you are able, therefore, to cause the sin that he sinned with to undergo a refuah and a kapara. Kamay maharofim al choli haguf, kirapit behepcho behela arucha b'tumaraso. That if you basically give the person the opposite of what he has now when it comes to the sickness, and change the way you deal with the sickness, doing the opposite of what caused the sickness will cause the sickness to be healed. So therefore, this is the concept of a Kiddush Hashem, being mechapa and a chil Hashem, and eradicating it. And to prove that this is in fact the case, Amar Shlomo HaMelech Alav HaShalom, v'chesed v'emes yechuper avon. What does that mean? U'biarnu b'shahar rishon min hatshuva, inyan emes shehizkia be'uro shiyachin echotin libo. That the person who is the sinner should strengthen his heart, v'chazek yede'emes, to bring truth into this world, u'la'azara u'mavak shemuna, and to help those who could obviously desire amuna, belief, l'hasir hashekev ha'avel, to take away the falsehood and the iniquities, ki hadas emes v'hashiva l'bitzron, kavod elokim. The fact that a person tells out the truth and takes away all the falsehoods and everything else causes a respect of covet for Hashem, kinyan shenemar, don den oni v'evyon os tov alohi hadas osi. The person who obviously is the person who causes dinei terah to be positively done and the righteousness and justice coming out of perverted justice, this causes emes to be in this world and causes the Kiddush Hashem. V'nema al rofi hasheker v'mirma mi'anu daso si. Through all types of guile they try to acknowledge my existence, God says. For Amar Rav Sin, Zuchanu l'vracha, v'inyan hulidis shaharag es hachachamim. When it came to the infamous Herod, who killed the chachamim of his time, and he asks Baba Ben Buta, Imuchol Lerapolo, can he cure the illness and the sickness and the terrible avera of killing these chachamim? V'lekos mimenu mazar, v'yomilav, and Ben Baba Buta said to him, Ato ki biso nero sho'ilam, by killing these chachamim you extinguish the light of the world. Leich v'asot ba'oro sho'olam, be involved now in causing the light of the world to be put on, v'hishtadel b'binyan Beis HaMikdash, and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, which is exactly what Herod did. He built a brand new Beis HaMikdash that was the most beautiful, magnificent architectural building in the entire world, with marble and gold and silver and all the wonderful things. And for some reason, Baba Buddha said that is going to be mechapa and all the chachamim he killed. I can't explain the truth of Samishkul over here, and even after I hear the words being said over here, it's difficult to see how building a building is a recompense for killing thousands of chachamim. So I'm not even going to answer that question, because I don't have an answer to the question. But in any event, that's what the Eitzah he was given. So then it says in Halach, the last quotation, V'ator nedaber amishi yeshba yado avon chil Hashem. When it comes, the person who therefore realizes amongst his averos, he was mechalal shem shemayim, shalo yiskapa avona b'yisurim, that his avera itself will not find any kapara without undergoing yisurim. Hinei hikadamnu, I already said before, he said, ki yesh lo refuas tala, that without having to go through yisurim for chil Hashem, there's another way of curing a chil Hashem avera, and that is by being a Kaddish Shem Hashem Yisbarach Tamid, by sanctifying God's name continuously. Furthermore, another further way of being a Rape Chil Hashem Avera is by a person's continual occupation and studying and analyzing Torah and being Osek in it very, very intensely. Kasha Amra Sen is the Chronel of Racha in Yiskap Avon Beis Eli. His children who caused the Chil Hashem and the way they conducted themselves when it came to the leadership at that time in the miniature Mishkan and Migdash that existed in Eretz Israel, that could obviously, that bringing Karbonis Bateris Kapar ain't going to help the B'nai Eli. However, Ava miskapa b'divrei Torah, but using Torah and returning to Torah and enhancing Torah, sanctifying Torah is a way perhaps to cause the kapara. Va'af apishahay oven beis eloi b'chilo mitzvahs kachim, even though the avera beis eloi was involved in desecrating the mitzvah of kadoshim, of sacrifices, k'mo shenemar b'avon ha'shayadu ki mekalem lehem b'anav, hine ki ha'tor refuah b'chol makya nachlam od. Torah is the ultimate refuah for all the various types of spiritual sicknesses you have. V'alken kosov mape loshon eitzachai. So from this specific Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Shari Shuva, it appears that unlike the Rambam, he claims that when it comes to Chilul Hashem, you don't have to come to death as the final kapara, as the Rambam says, but by having a opposite behavioral pattern develop, where up until now you were causing a Chilul Shem Shemayim, and henceforth you have basically rededicated your life and spiritually upgraded your life, that every day you're involved in being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, and you're learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, and you're walking in the Hashem machine, that itself with tshuva will be mechapa on the avera of chil Hashem, and therefore not necessitate for you to be killed or caused to die for the kapara of chil Hashem to basically be mischaper, to undergo expiation. So it seems over here there is a machlokes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah concerning this specific issue, whether Chil Hashem can be mischaper only by ultimately undergoing Misa, having Tshuva, Yisurim, Yom Kippur, and finally Misa, or can Kiddush Em Shemayim rectify it with Torah as a way of therefore not necessitating Misa for the ultimate Kapar. This is the two sources I wanted to contrast tonight, but I want to point out that even though I portrayed this as what seems to be a steer between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, I want to refresh your memories, Rabbi Yisai. If we go back to the Makaras again, to page number one of the Makaras, I want to point out to you that when we started learning this little chaveret about over 3 weeks ago, I mentioned to you that even the Rambam himself internally is a problematic source, because if you look at Halacha Gimel, in the Rambam on page number one, I mean Halacha D on page number one of the Marmot Kamos, the Rambam and Halacha Gimel in quotation D seems to, on a surface level, contradict what he says in Halacha Dalet. Because he says when it comes to tshuva and everything else, he says, "Bizman ezesh ein beis hamikdash kayim." Today we don't have a beis hamikdash. Ve'in lo mizbach kapara. We don't have, therefore, a mizbeach with avodas kabanos to give us kapara. Ain shamel tshuva. The only thing we have today to try to expiate sins is the concept of tshuva. Hatshuva mechaperes al kol averis. If you notice, Rama says if your tshuva is mechaper on every avera, afilu rasha kol yomav, asa tshuva v'achrona, emas kim lo shum davar mirasho, shenema rishis al rasha lo yakoshel ba b'yom tshuva mirasho. So the Rambam is telling us a very interesting chiddush that he says that Yom Kippur, if it's accompanied by a richtuke emes deka tshuva, even though you're not doing the avodas kabbalas mentioned in Pashas Achrei Mos, you're able to cause expiation, he says, al kol averos, which would seem to mean even averos to have contained in the chil Hashem, that tshuva and Yom Kippur on the highest level can mechapa even on an avera sheyesh b'chil Hashem. He doesn't mention you have to have yisum and misa. He just says that, you know, that tshuva and Yom Kippur done proper is mechapa al kol avinos. So the basic question in the world of bris that they had with Halacha Gimel Dalid was what I call the classical dream briskers have. And that is find two Rambams, hamachish zu and zu, and see what you can do as a lamdom to machriya b'nehem. I mean, usually Shnei Pesukim HaMachishim Zuzu V'yaspashlishi over here, Briskus tried to show that there might be a conflict in Rambams. Over here it's made easy for them because it's one after another. And the question is, how can I reconcile what seems to be a contradiction between the Dalach Halukah Kapara of Halacha Dalid where depending upon the severity of the Aveira, you need different components to cause the kapara. The Rambam says in Halacha Dalet, for a mitzvah asei bitl, like not eating matzah on Pesach, you just need tshuva to mechaper. If a person goes one step further and violates a law of she'ein bel kosher mizbezlin, you eat, basically speaking, non-kosher meat and a non-kosher sandwich, then you need tshuva and Yom Kippurim. If you violate krisus mizbezlin, the Rambam says, you need, besides Yom Kippur and tshuva, you need yisurim. If a person has the additional avera chila shel, the Rambam says, you need therefore tshuva, Yom Kippur, yisurim, and misa. Once again, the Rambam has the dalach luki kapara, but he says in Yom Kippur with tshuva, you have kapara al kol avinos, even without doing the avodah. So Gimel and Dalet served as a classical source of briska work to try to figure out how to resolve the contradiction. And the teretz given by the briska world, and I found later on it was mentioned even by the non-briska world, amongst the Rambam Gunnim, especially in the Minchas Chinuch, that the resolution of halacha, Gimel and Dalet in the Rambam, really can be found on page 2 of the Maran HaKamos, and that is the Reish Lakish statement made on the top of the page, where Reish Lakish, who was one of the greatest Balei Tshuva amongst the Amoraic personalities of his time, he was once a mob boss, a head of a gang. He did Tshuva, and he became one of the greatest Amoraim that ever existed. He was the personal Chavrusa of Rabbi Yochanan, etc., etc. So this Reish Lakish talks about the godless of Tshuva. And his first statement, he says that tshuva is so great that when you do tshuva, a zodan aver, which means aver you do presumptuously with a concept and a kavanah to rebel, becomes a shko, becomes an accidental sin, is lowered in the severity because of tshuva. And then the same Reish Lakish says gedola tshuva, that you want to see how powerful tshuva is, a zodan avera becomes literally non-existent as we're doing tshuva. And all this becomes non-existent, but it becomes a schus, a spiritual merit for you. And the Gemara points out that Reish Lakish is himself contradicting himself in these two mamarim. And the Gemara says, "Lo kasha, no, there's no problem. He's talking about two different levels of tshuva. Tshuva mi'ahava and tshuva mi'ira. The tshuva mi'ira, where you're basically being forced by Hashem to do tshuva because of a fear of divine punishment and such. It's a gun being held to your head. So since you really didn't tshuva for the right reasons, but because of fear and trepidation, I haven't really got this avera out of your system. So if that's the case, the most you can hope by doing tshuva is have a sentence reduction, the very considered a shogi rather than amazing. But if you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you have a love of Hashem, and you feel very bad that you upset that love and apple cart by doing something of an avera which caused a rebellion yesterday momentarily, that itself, according to Reish Lakish, that if you want to return to Hashem, not because you're afraid of punishment, but because you want to renew the loving relationship and the dveiks you had with Hashem initially by doing tshuva, since it's being motivated by love, the tshuva eradicates the avera from the entire face of the earth. The divine delete button and the divine computer above erases that part of the divine tape that it's no longer in record. You never did the avera. And for some reasons, we saw last week, or 2 weeks ago when we read this, it becomes a special schus for you in Shemayim if you do tshuva mi'ava. We pointed out that the Rambam himself, because of this Gemara, paskins this in quotation B on page number 2. And if you look in the Rambam, you'll be able to, after you see this Rambam, to end for the other Rambams I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago. The Rambam says in Halacha Dalet, "Ayid ma'odam ba'al tshuva shemaruchak mimala sadikim le'avonis la'chatoim sha'asa." Many times ba'al tshuva think that they're basically damaged goods and they're very far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they're not on the dog of tzadikim and other great individuals who never sinned against Hashem, and therefore don't have these mechitzas of division between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So could obviously, if I did commit a sin, aren't these avones and chatoyim a wall that separates me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Rambam says, "Ain a davekei ela ahuv v'nechmaru v'nechbaruki l'chatem yodla." We're dealing over here with a person who did such a tshuva as if he never sinned at all. So the Rambam is talking about doing tshuva on what level? Tshuva mi'ava. And he says, when you tshuva mi'ava, he accepts the second part of Reish Lakish's statement, then we do tshuva mi'ava. What's the result? The halach is the aver is erased in shemayim. It's as if I never ever did that ma'isa avera. But now he adds another part of what is the psar shat that it becomes a schus. Ve'od el sheschar habe sheitam tamchet upirish mimenu v'kavash yitzro v'omru chachamim bokim shabala tshuva omdim ein tzadikim gemurim yachalamed bo kaloma ma'alasam gedola mimalas elu shalochatu mi'olam v'neshen kovshim yitzram yosimihem. So what he basically adds is the missing piece. How can an avera that they did tshuva mi'ava become a zechus? He says the zechus is that since we have a principle when it comes to divine reward and punishment, lefum tsar agra, the more pain you have to exert in order to spiritually better yourself in the tshuva, the more spiritual gain you get in shemayim. Later on, the commercial world and human fitness borrow that. The more gain, the more pain, the more gain. But initially, it's the Maimon Chazal and the Mishnah Pirkei Avos lefum tsar agra. And therefore he says, what does a Baal Tshuva have over the tzaddikim? That he has to exert more effort to maintain his stance of spiritual enhancement, of returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has brain cells that still have remembrances of the sweetness of the sin that made him sin initially. He has to counter that and conquer those passions that he tasted once and never return to them anymore. So since he has to exert himself to be from on a much more intense, painful level than perhaps a tzaddik compelled to his entire life was never exposed to it, that lefum sa'agra gives him therefore more schus in schar and shemayim. And therefore it says b'mokim shabal tshuva omdim, it could be that tzaddikim gemurim b'chol amud by in that schar up there, when it comes to how the business shemal judges you, a baal tshuva might end up on a higher level of schar than a tzaddik gemur who never had an nisayon, never was tested, never had to be kovish as yetzer, so when it came to count the balances in the future, it could be there is a greater spiritual dagger for him in shemayim mamal. But in any event, from all this, what do we see? That the Rambam was of the opinion, going back now to Halacha Gimel and Dalet at page 1, so what the Soloveitchik and all the Brisker do to answer the steer in the Rambam, in Gimel and Dalet, he says there's no problem. Where is the Dalet Chalkeh Par Halacha Dalet? It's only if you do Shuvim Yira, where the Aver has been reduced but not eliminated. But Halacha Gimel B'zman HaZesh Em Beis Meshkayim is talking about doing Shuvah on Yom Kippur, he's talking about doing Shuvah Mi'ava. You do tshuva mi'ava, the whole aver is erased no matter which one of the averis it is, even b'chol Hashem. So if that's the case, it's tshuva mi'ava is able to erase kol ha'torah kula when it comes to ma'isa averis that you performed. So if that's the case, halacha l'masa, that therefore explains when halacha gimel he talks about tshuva lo bi mechap al kol averos, because that's tshuva mi'ava. In halacha dal he talks about dal chul kekapara, that's only when you do tshuva mi'ira. That's the way they reconcile these two Rambams. But one thing is for sure, it means that Kiddush Hashem is not mentioned as being mechap explicitly by the Rambam on Chil Hashem. But one thing the Rambam does mention, according to the Briskas, according to this, that the mitzvah of doing tshuva mi'ava can counter a Chil Hashem avera and therefore not require misa to mechap upon it, even yisurim, because of the concept of Rabbi Yisrael doing tshuva mi'ava. That you do get from the Rambam, the way the Brisker resolve the stira. So at the end of the day, in bottom line, Rabbi Yisrael, it could be that the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shari Tshuva is not that far from the Rambam, because they're both giving aids of how you can basically get rid of the Avera Chil Hashem without having to come to death as a mechaper. But what I'm going to show you tonight, Rabbi Yisrael, is the Rambam is closer to Rabbeinu Yonah than you actually think. And for that, I want to show you another Gemara that's quite interesting and fascinating. I want you to look, Rabbi Yitzchak, very quickly now, in the Mar Mekamos, to page number 4. If you turn to page 4 in the Mar Mekamos, what you find over here, Rabbi Yitzchak, is that we're in 4a and Daf Pei Vav and Sefer Yom Daf Pei Vav. You have the famous brisa of the Dalet Chalukei Kapara that was discussed and passed on by the Rambam. in the same page in the Sechtes Yama, you move your finger down to where I have B in the text, you have another Maimon Chazal, which is put on the same page with the Dala Chalukah Kapara, and over here it's articulated in the following Braisa. The Braisa says, V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha, that a person has to love Hashem, and the Gemara says, what I want you to know is that loving Hashem is not only something that you have to accomplish in your own person, but there is a secondary requirement. And what is that? Shehei Shem Shemayim Misahev Ayadecha. That you have to cause other people to love Hashem by seeing the positive activities you perform, because you're a Ben Torah and a Bas Torah, and you cause a tremendous, tremendous positive attitude towards God continuously. We'll see very shortly that you will conduct yourself in activities which cause a Kiddush Hashem. When a person is Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, and he causes people to therefore have respect for Judaism, for God, and for the Torah, etc., etc., for the Jewish people, that Kiddush Hashem makes the Shem Shemayim to be Mesahev Ayodecha, to become beloved because of you. And in fact, the Gemara gives the formula for it. How does a person accomplish this concept of causing the Shem Hashem to Mesahev? What is the Kiddush Hashem that you do? So he says, listen to the following. Shekara v'sheina, a person spends their life becoming a baki in kara and Torah Shavikzav. V'shona becomes a baki in Torah Shavapeh. V'shamesh tamid chachamim, he has great gedolei tzaddikim and tamid chachamim are people who he serves and he basically takes care of to show the kavod terasa of his rabbeim. Furthermore, he masa masta b'muna, his business dealings, ethics, and moral behavior in the world of panasa is something above board. Everything he does in trustworthiness, and nobody has any sfeikos concerning the efficacy and the emesdekait of his business ethics. V'dibur benachasim abrios, that's the proper girsa. The way he speaks to people, he speaks in a fine, refined language, in a language that is not used in the gutters. It's not curse language, it's not four-letter words, but he uses words of tremendous purity and words of significance and intellectual meaning. When they have a dibur v'nachasim abrios, and the way you speak with people also is done in a nachas dekaway, ma'abrios amrus law, what do people say upon this person? Asha aviv shalom the Torah, fortunate is his father and his mother that facilitate him learning Torah. Asha rabbi shalom the Torah, fortunate is his Rebbe who taught him Torah. What happened? So he says, Ploni Shalom Torah, this person who's basically speaking Lama Torah, is the ultimate result? The result is, look at so-and-so, Kama Non Daracha V'Kama Sukhana Maslov, how fine and beautiful and organized are his daily deeds. For love of Kasavaymer, for Yomolo Avdiatok, Hashem says upon Klal Yisrael, you are my servants, Yisrael, Asher b'ches bar, I will be glorified through you, which means Kiddush Hashem will take place because of you. Now, from this specific source, Rabbi Isai, listen very carefully.
You are listening to it would appear Torah.com.
That what the Gemara is saying is that in the midst of Avat Hashem, besides your personal hischayvus to love Hashem, with all what that means, there is a separate hischayvus for Klal Yisrael to act in such a way on a public viewing type of phenomenon where everybody sees us, both Jew and non-Jew alike, and when they see us acting in a very extraordinary way, in a very pure and a very ethical, moral, spiritual, purified fashion with our speech and our deeds, we cause Torah to be enhanced in the eyes of the non-Jewish world, in the eyes of the beholder. They develop a respect for Torah, the respect for the teachers of Torah, a respect for the Jews who are practicing Torah, and you ultimately cause God's name to be aggrandized. You cause the Shiddush Shem Shemayim, Shem Hashem Mispa'er, Hashem says, I become glorified through you. The Rambam says this is not only a kim of Kiddush Hashem, but it's a kim of the Pasuk of Yahavta Hashem Elokecha. It's a manifestation of the mitzvah of Avat Hashem. And if that's the case, we now have the Gevaldikite of the Rambam talking about the concept of acting in such a way of a Kiddush Shem Shamayim, causing a Kiddush Hashem to take place. Now, why is this Maimei Chazal brought down in this specific location? So over here, many of the Briska said is to show you that what the Rambam said before about the power of an Avera of a Chil Hashem, to show you that the Rambam also held, like the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, that the power of Kiddush Hashem is an expiatory type of phenomenon. How do you accomplish that? How do you do this Herculean feat? Because the Rambam on this page in Halacha Beis starts to equate the mitzvah of Avad Hashem with the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and says the mitzvah of Avad Hashem doesn't only mean that you got to develop a love of God, but you have to act in such a way to mekadesh Hashem Shamayim, to cause God's name to be beloved by others. If you do that, you'll be causing a Kiddush Hashem Shamayim by that type of activity. Why did the Rambam incorporate this on this specific page next to the Dal Chulukei Kapara? The reason is because I already showed you 2 weeks ago in the name of Chaim Volozhin, he says the ultimate concept of tshuva mi'ava. How does a person achieve tshuva mi'ava? By a person being a richtiga ben Torah and using the hashpah and the concepts of Torah itself to cause a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and by therefore doing Kiddush Hashem through tshuva mi'ava, you're causing therefore expiation of sins, and not just one type of sin, but all types of sins. This is based upon Rabbeinu Yonah. Now Rabbeinu is based upon a Nefesh HaChayim that I showed you on page number 2, about 3 weeks ago, from the Nefesh HaChayim of Chaim Volozhin on page 2e. So tshuva shleim amita shema'avu rak ayde isak adarki ro'ish never has a Torah avis the makam shiveni v'shuva sechar hazreni v'shuva shleim lefenecha. So the Rambam basically is telling us that therefore through the concept of total meticulous observance of Torah and acting as a ben and bas Torah properly, you're causing therefore a manifestation, a kiddush Hashem, which causes you to have avat Hashem. And Avat Hashem is therefore the cause that when you do tshuva mi'ava. And if tshuva mi'ava exists, and the Rambam claims it does exist, what did the Rambam say before? Ki ilochat mi'olam, it's as if basically you never sinned, which means tshuva mi'ava, which is caused by a person being over Hashem mi'ava, and causing God's name to be therefore amplified and miskadesh because of our positive activities. That's mechapa on all averos, tshuva mi'ava, even averos to heaven when it comes to the iser and terrible sacrilege of echil Hashem. The concept of a kiddush Hashem type of lifestyle is the tshuva submission to mechapa on echil Hashem. So therefore, it could very well be that what the Rabbeinu Yonah said in his Arichas Dika presentation in his book on the Din Rabbi Yisai of tshuva, his famous work, that the Rambam might, at the end of the day, when you take all the Rambams together, agree with him that ultimately speaking, Avat Hashem and doing activities that cause the Kiddush Shem Shamayim because of Avat Hashem is the Mechapa and Chil Hashem, because you do Tshuva Mi'av as a result of that. And the Rambam already admitted that Tshuva Mi'av is Ki Lochat Mi'ol, and the Rambam already brought that down explicitly on the Maimei Chazal I mentioned before. So at the end of the day, Rabbeinu Yonah in his Shari Tshuva and the Rambam, and that's so far away, if you filter, bring everything together, you see it as one specific piece, you're able therefore quite obviously to see how the Rambam agreed to that specific concept as well, in a little more roundabout way, but at the bottom line, they seem to basically come to the same consensus. Now what's interesting to note, Rabbi Yisai, is that from all of this we therefore see the power of acting as a person who causes Kiddush Shem Shamayim continuously, impact you have upon yourself, upon the world at large, and it's viewed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as therefore being Oved Hashem Yava on the highest level, causing Hashem's name to be beloved, and therefore that therefore means that the tshuva you do also comes mi'ava, and therefore that therefore, as Rish Lakish said, as the Rambam Paskin, Kilochat Me'olam basically takes place. So we now have the entire picture filled out except for one more little piece I want to show you. And that is the Rambam on page 3 of the Marmar Kamos in the last parak of Hilchos Tshuva. They say in the world of Brisk that Rav Chaim had a very interesting minik when it came to Aseres Yemei Tshuva. What Rav Chaim used to do is he used to say to himself, there are Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and there happened to be 10 parakim in Hilchos Tshuva in the Rambam's Mishneh Torah. So Rav Chaim's minik was during Aseres Yemei Tshuva that every day he used to learn the perek that related to that day. So on the first day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which means the really Rosh Hashanah, he learned the first perek of Hilchos Tshuva. The second day of the month, he learned the second perek. By the time he came to Yom Kippur, he was able to learn the 10th chapter, which is the last chapter in Hilchos Tshuva. What is the theme of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Yud? So look at this. What the Rambam does in Halakha and Perek Asiri of Hilchos Tshuva is he defines how a person could be Oved Ma'ava, a person could be Oved Hashem through love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Oved Ma'ava, Oisik B'ter B'mitzvah Seholach B'nesivah Sechachma Lo M'nei Dova B'olam M'nei Yira Sara V'lo K'dei L'ro Shatova Ela Ois Emes Meishu Emes V'Seif HaTova Lavo B'glala U'mala Zuhi Mala Goyim Od Ein Kol Chacham Zozola He Malat Avram Avinu. Avram was able to reach this level. Shekar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ohavo Hashem called Avram, Avram, Oavi, my beloved. Lefishlo Oved, Elamiavi, worship God from Ava. The Amala, Shesivora, Kadosh Baruch, Ade Moshe, Shinema, Ahavta Shemel Kecha, Uvizman, Shiav, Odom, Es Hashem, Avaruya. When a person worships Hashem and serves Hashem because of the proper love, Miyad Yasu, Kol Mitzvahs, Miava, all mitzvahs are done because of Avat Hashem. Keitzin, now what's, this is interesting, Rabbi Yisai. How do I understand the nature and the depth perception of being Oved Hashem Mi'ava? So look at Halacha Gimel. Keitzei Ava Haruya was considered the appropriate type of Ava. Sheyaves Hashem Ava Gedol Yisera Aza Ma'od. You love Hashem with a tremendous, powerful love, a great love that's very strong. Ashetei Nafsho Keshura Ba'avat Hashem. Until your soul is bound with the love of God, v'nimsa shogeh b'tamid, and therefore you are continuously involved with lovesickness with Hashem on an ongoing basis, k'ilo chola chola ava, as if you have lovesickness for a woman that you're in love with, shein daita pnui m'avat os isha, when a person has lovesickness for a woman, he can't separate his mind from her 24 hours a day. He thinks about it continuously, over and over again. Hu shoga bo tamid, bein b'shifta bein mekumo, whether you're sitting down in your house, whether you're getting up, bein b'shashu olcha, b'shashu eating and drinking, you continuously think about the woman you love because you're lovesick for her. Yes, mezeh, even more than this, ti'avat Hashem b'leiv o avav, that people should have a lovesickness for God, shoga bo tamid, he says, I'm lovesick for HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Shir Hashirim Mashal L'inyin Zeh. Peladik Rambam. So he's saying is that the Rambam is explaining why the Rabbeinu Shalom allowed Shlomo to write a Sefer Shir Hashirim as if it's a love song between a man and a woman, to explain that from that specific anthropomorphic terminology, you're able to develop certain emotional skills and understandings and reapply it to your relationship between yourself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore being continually lovesick for a woman 24/7, you're able to take that concept, that yisod, and reroute it and reorganize it that you become lovesick for HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well 24/7 as a way of your hiskashus, your connection between yourself and the Rabbi Mishallah. Why did Rav Chaim therefore learn this parak on the 10th, on Yom Kippur? Because since that day was Yom Kippur,
and the completion, the kates and sof, l'chol, kapara, mechila, and everything else that came to the aser smei tshuva, he wanted to make sure that when he does tshuva on Yom Kippur, he does it from a level of ava, so all the benefits of Yom Kippur. Not only we have kapara savanis, but I told you 2 weeks ago, the concept of taras hanefesh, the recycling of the neshama, the cleansing out of the soul. All of this should take place because I'm doing a tshuva mi'ava and totally cleansing myself out. So we see over here, Rabbi Yisai, that the attitudinal approach of a person to Torah v'mitzvahs and doing what you're doing because of avat Hashem and devekis to Hashem is a critical phenomenon in reaching the highest level of avat Hashem you possibly can reach, and therefore being able to mizdabek to Hashem on the highest level. This therefore is a quality control that not only are you going to love Hashem, but that all mitzvahs that you're involved with and all the spiritual activities you're involved with will be done to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purposes out of total, pure, unselfish love. This is quite obviously being Oyev Hashem Yava, which is a level and daga of Avat Hashem, Hashem wants us to reach during our lifetime. So if that's the case, we have to therefore try to reach this and accomplish this during our lifetime to therefore spiritually make ourselves as much as possible people who have Choleh Avat Hashem each and every day of the week. If you look at Halacha Vav on the bottom of the page, the Rambam says, Dav Yidua Ubarur, something is quite known and clear, She'ein Avat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nekshar Esplit Shel Adam, that you can't have Avat Hashem become totally connected to the personality of the person who wants to achieve this, Ad Yishkabo Tamid Karaui, until he's totally lovesick for Hashem, V'yazav Koma Sheba Olam Chutz Mimenu, and you forsake all the other crazy materialism in this world just as you're able to concentrate on developing a love for Hashem. Kamo Shetziva V'ama V'chol V'avecha V'chol Nafshecha. However, in the Oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela B'dash Yadeil. But the way you come to Avat Hashem requires knowledge of God, understanding of God. V'alpi Hadeya Tiyahava. The more knowledge and understanding you have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater love and appreciation you have for Hashem. Im at ma'at, im harbe habe. Lefikach tzarech odom liyachid atzma lehoven lehaskel b'chachmas utfunos hamedim laskono. That's why it is seen a kavanah for a person to prepare themselves intellectually and otherwise by learning all types of chachmas in the world that teach him who God is according to his capacity of understanding. So therefore, the Rambam was of the opinion, and quite obviously the Briskis did this through their exclusive study of Torah. There are other individuals who, besides studying Torah to develop Avat Hashem, study scientific realia, pure sciences, to be able to get the Hasagas Elokis. We discussed this other week, and therefore come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, utilizing the Torah Madab model, that's basically espoused at Yeshiva University and other places. There are other individuals who basically developed Avat Hashem by studying world history and Jewish history and looking upon the existence of the Jews as a miracle that cannot be explained logically throughout the generations. You see, the Yad of Hashem, Sashkacha Protis, Hashem's divine providence watching over us, and a promise kept of the Brisbane of Asarim, the Klai's nation will never ever be destroyed, will be eternally in existence until the end of time. So according to the Rambam, when you therefore come to knowledge of God through studying Torah and through studying the pure sciences and by studying world and Jewish history, you come to such a kesha of HaKaras HaTev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you develop a love for Hashem, and that love ultimately facilitates that everything you do of love. Not only are you doing Torah and mitzvahs because of love, but ultimately, if you ever have to have tshuva, you do tshuva also because of ahava, and therefore tshuva mi'ava is a result of all of these activities coming together. That's why Rav Chaim Volozhin says, when you study Torah properly, that brings you to tshuva mi'ava, because it brings you to a connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a very high level, that being Eusik B'Torah, and that teaches you who the Rabbanu Shalom is, which connects you intellectually, spiritually, emotionally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which then makes it that if you sin and you want to do tshuva, you're going to return because of your love of Hashem, not because of your fear of Hashem. Everything Rabbi said now, from what I showed you tonight, is really tied together. And the key over here is for us to work upon ourselves to develop the meat of Abbat Hashem in our daily conduct and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the motivation, Arvadas Hashem, is Abbat Hashem, if that's what motivates us, there's no limit to how far we can go in all that we do. Not only will our mitzvahs be done by Abba and our Torah be learned because of Abba, but the Abba we do will generate in all of our activities a certain dedication to Hashem, that even if we have a spiritual flaw that momentarily weakens us, our return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shuv will also be done because of the Abba we acquired, because of the other activities that I mentioned. And when you do Rabbi Yisrael Shuv and Mi'ava, which is a tshuva that really is a tshuva of the Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, when that's what you do, not only do you have kaparas, kol avonos, but even a very chil Hashem is wiped away, becomes a kiddush Shem Shemayim. And if you have to work very hard to reach that level of turning yourself into an ayav Hashem and do everything I do when it comes to myself in this world, personally, physically, on a level of avat Hashem, if you're able to accomplish that, you got to work very hard to do that. From Tzahagra, you might be a zoch to be set upon you, but Mokim Shabbat Lechuvah in them, ain't the Yom HaChalamet by, you have to see Rabbi say the incredible potential we have in doing Mitzvah Hashem Yavah. Let's hope and pray that we will do Tshuva Yavah that's coming, Asaras Yom Tshuva, coming with Yom Kippur. Hashem will therefore give us total kaparas avonos, the sin is what we have never sinned before, and allow us to our Abbot Hashem and his love for us to reach higher levels of spirituality, not only in this world, but in the world to come. And we'll be zelch of chal abrach zaksuvus b'tara, and be smashiach zidkeinu, amen for amen. Rabbi, have a good day, Nachar, and a good mention.
Is Kiddush Hashem only when you go to Goy, also when you go to Is there a level of...
Yes, Kiddush Hashem is in front of everybody's eyes.
No, I'm saying, is it a Kiddush, let's say, only among Jews? Can I be Mekayim?
Yes, absolutely. So, absolutely.
And is there an Indian to go out of your way?
There is an Indian that you should call the Kiddush Hashem not only amongst Jews, but you should call the Kiddush Hashem amongst non-Jews as well. The Rishayim Achrayim bring that down explicitly.
If you do it only
for Rav Kalam is a pasuk in Parshas Kisava. For Rav Kamares Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha VeYarem Imecha. The Vilna Gaon says when the Goyim see that the name of God is called upon you, which means you'll be Mekadosh Shem Shemem each and every day by acting on a certain spiritual plane, what's going to be the result? Yarem Imecha. No, the Gaon doesn't mean they're going to fear you. Yarem Imecha, they're going to learn Yerushamayim from you. They're going to emulate you. They're going to want to also come close to Hashem because they see how powerful it is in your behavior. They're going to want us to have power in their behavior and control as well.
So does that mean you can't be sitting in the basement 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your whole life? Unless
you got to go out and you got to do what you got to do. You got to go out. What the Rambam says, Avram Avinu did. Avram Avinu, according to the Kesef Mishnah, superseded Shem Veiva for exactly this reason. Shem Veiva sat in the Beis Medrash, the Begadol Hadar, but the impact was minuscule. Avram went out in the street, ran from city to city, country by country. He brought tens of thousands of people back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. The Rambam gives the credit to Avram for the salvation of his generation, and he doesn't give the credit to Shem Veiva. So there's no question getting up and going and being makara people going out in the street is for the Rambam a greater model than just sitting in the base medrash and giving shirim to Yechidei Skuba. Case closed. Look at the Kesef Mishnah. Enjoy it.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah. .com